right, so again, those of you who are with us, you can go to www.gatrooper.com and find out more information about becoming a Georgia State Patrol woman or patrolman if you're interested. But you can also find out the locations of the Georgia State Patrol offices, stations, so that you know where you can go in order to drop off your toys and bring some Christmas cheer to the hearts and the minds, the souls and the faces of children in the community. Speaking of dropping off toys, of course, that's going to happen largely because we are buying things, not just for children, of course. We're buying things for, well, folks of all ages. Folks of all ages are buying. So here's my question for you. You look at the different age groups who do the shopping, whether you're thinking about senior citizens, the group just below them, you're thinking about millennials, you're thinking about Generation Y. Who do you suppose, which age group do you suppose will be the ones doing the most shopping this Christmas season? Well, according to the National Retail Federation, young adults are going to be the ones spending the most, more than likely, during this holiday season. And when we're talking young adults, they're talking about specifically Generation Z and millennials. The Federation is saying that these two groups, whether they're still in college or whether they're raising children, they really embrace the tradition of prior generations and take full advantage of Thanksgiving weekend deals, both online and in stores. Now, having said that, let me ask you this. How many of you do your shopping online rather than in the store? Now, here's another part to that question. How many of you still do the vast majority of your shopping in the store rather than online? And there are different, you know, various reasons that people have for shopping the way they shop. A lot of people like the online shopping because it's so convenient. But on the other hand, a lot of people still like the in-store experience because they like being able to feel, literally feel, touch, pick up, handle, sit on what they're thinking about buying. I say sit on like furniture. Someone is planning to buy some furniture. They like to sit on it and get a sense of how comfortable it really is or really is not, which, of course, a lot of people will say they cannot determine just by looking at a picture of the furniture online. So those two questions, how many of you do most of your shopping online rather than in store? How many of you do most of your shopping in store rather than online? And here's the third part to that. How many of you either do just about as much shopping in store as online? And for those of you who would say in store still has the edge, you do more shopping in the store as you do online. How many of you would say, but it looks like my online shopping is about to catch up to my in-store shopping? And what would you say would contribute to that? I know some people aren't that comfortable shopping online because they're concerned about, you know, folks hacking and getting passwords, etc., getting a credit card or debit card numbers and wreaking havoc in their lives, things like that. So people are seeing various pros and cons to the various ways that we can shop. What's really working for you? And do you find that you're basically taking a look at how this works for you, how it works best for you? Do you, in your own household, do you have a division? And then I say a division, I don't mean anything that involves hostility. Just some of you really prefer shopping online while others in the family prefer shopping in store. Or do you find that for the most part, everybody in your family is shopping the same way? The vast majority are doing most of the shopping online, or all of you are doing most of your shopping in store? What works for you? Well, listen to this. While 77% of all consumers who the National Retail Federation surveyed said that they would spend the same amount of money or more this year, 43% of young adults ages 18 to 24 and 38% of young adults aged 25 to 34 said that they would spend more money this holiday season. Only 9% of those who are 65 and older are planning to spend more. Now, that's it. I was asking about shopping online, shopping in store. How many of you would be tempted to say, conclude, that you're starting to shop more online now because you really don't expect stores, physical stores, to be around much longer? And you want to just go ahead and get used to the idea of shopping online so you get used to the experience. Well, let me tell you, this may not be as big a problem as some people have forecast. You know, this whole issue of physical stores going away. The last report that I heard, which was just a few days ago, indicated that about 87% of in-store operations are really going well. And although online presence is building, as long as the executives at these companies that have physical stores really know how to take advantage of not only the technology, but also how to continue to make the in-store experience truly an experience for their customers, they find that their customers keep coming back. And so as a result, a lot of people are saying, you know, I still want to do what I've been doing. I don't mind shopping online a bit, but I really like that in-store experience. Well, okay. We talked about Toys for Tots with Lieutenant Crystal Zion. Let me ask you this. What do you suppose are some of the most popular toys that people are planning to buy and are already buying this holiday season? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I want you to consider getting these toys for your Toys for Tots contribution or donation. I'm just asking this out of generally speaking, just out of curiosity. What do you suppose are the top toys that are anticipated to be purchased this year for holiday season? And divide it up, top toys for girls, top toys for boys. What do you suppose they are? Do you think that we will hear any of the perennial favorites in the list? All right, let's get the list started. Let me give you just a few for the boys, and then I'm going to give you a few for the girls. When we come back out of the break, I'll finish the list for you. Okay, here are the girls. Numero uno. And I don't think that this will come as much of a surprise as a surprise to anyone. Barbie. Barbie is anticipated to be the number one toy sold for girls this holiday season. Barbie in particular. Next, under Barbie, is dolls in general. So you know Barbie is one popular doll. She's at the top of the list above all the other dolls. And all the other dolls come in second place. Then they have the LOL surprise doll, numero tres. Now, I'm going to give you a number four when we come back. Number four for the girls. The fourth hottest item for girls. This one might surprise you. I will say this. It is surprising me a bit. But before we go there, let me give you some of the top toys for boys. Just the top three, just like we did with girls, just the top three. At the top, Lego. Yes, Lego. Do you remember that it wasn't that long ago that Lego made a comeback? They were just about dead. Some years ago, wasn't that long ago. Talk about making a comeback. Lego, numero uno for boys. Coming in at second place, cars and trucks. And coming in at third place, hottest toys for boys, video games. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when I give you some the rest of this list for both boys and girls. I think we have some surprises in there. Be back in a few to share those with you.